This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Massive floods in North Korea have followed torrential rains there. The floods killed hundreds of people and left thousands homeless, according to North Korea's official news agency. Rising waters have also wiped out quite a lot of farmland right during peak planting season. Paul Risley is the Asia spokesperson for the World Food Program. We reached him in Bangkok, though he has traveled to the affected areas recently. Thank you for joining our program.
Good morning to you.
What do you know of the flooded areas? What can you tell us?
We have to rely almost entirely on the government published accounts and reports of the damage to this extent. Some of my colleagues in our Pyongyang office were allowed an initial assessment. They traveled to one county in one of the four provinces. They certainly saw damaged areas, but we really have to wait for a much more detailed assessment before we have a better sense of the total amount of the devastation caused by these floods.
Well, one thing, photographs of the capital, Pyongyang, show people knee-deep in water. Bicycle and car wheels are submerged. You can see that. From what you know and reports you're getting, how bad is the capital?
The North Korean state television agency ran pictures very promptly 2 days ago of the extensive damage caused by the floods. The North Korean authorities also allowed an Associated Press television crew to interview persons on the ground talking about the floods. This morning's newspaper in Pyongyang identified specific areas and damages caused by the flooding, including the number of fields of corn and rice that were damaged, pieces of infrastructure such as railroad lines that were damaged by the flooding. So it's quite an extensive and fairly specific accounting of the damage by the floods. That is rather remarkable in that in previous years, these sorts of issues have been kept much closer to hand.
Back to your own experience in North Korea, you saw the affected areas, that is the areas where crops were being planted. Is there any way of predicting now how much of a food shortage will emerge from this flooding and the destruction of these crops? Which it's being reported by North Korean media that at least 10% of the farmland has been lost.
The country of North Korea as a whole has a deficit presently of about 1 million tons of cereals, and that is rice and maize, grains, and foods that are relied on by communities and villages across the country. If there is a significant reduction in this year's harvest, it would make it much more difficult to make up that deficit. And that's a deficit that ordinarily can be made up through imports from China, and it also can be made up through substantial food assistance that comes both from South Korea as well as from the World Food Program and other international organizations. But certainly, if the losses are substantial to the cropland due to this flooding, this year's harvest will be that much smaller, and the amount of food that must be imported or brought in through international assistance will be all the greater.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Renee.
Paul Risley is the Asia spokesperson for the World Food Program.